seems like you're always hearing bad things about Ozempic and Wegovy, and you hear about Ozempic face and people getting flabby. But is there new research that says the health benefits may outweigh those risks? Let's check in with the experts.
HealthWise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, this seems to be a little bit of a game changer, huh?
Yeah, big time. This is a really big study that just came in. It's the first of its kind because Wegovy and Ozempic and all of these semaglutides have been prescribed a lot for patients who are overweight. And there was a lot of criticism that the drugs were being given out to people that didn't need them, that weren't type 2 diabetics. But this is a validating study with almost 20,000 adults aged 45 and up with heart disease risk factors. And Wegovy and other weight loss drugs dramatically lowered the risk for heart disease and stroke. Insurance companies will probably need to pay up now for pre-diabetics and other people that want to lessen their risk of heart disease and stroke, which is a lot of people in the United States.
Now, I just want to make sure I have this right, because I know that when people talk about Wegovy and they talk about Ozempic, they kind of use the names interchangeably. Same thing with semaglutide. But Ozempic is prescribed for diabetes. Wegovy and a couple of the other ones, like the semaglutides, are prescribed for weight loss. But essentially, they're all the same medicine.
That's right. They're all in a class of drugs called semaglutides, right? And the FDA was slow to approve all of them specifically for obesity, and that's not yet happened. Semaglutide, as you mentioned correctly, is approved as a diabetes drug under the name Ozempic. In this class of drugs, we've seen a lot of unintended positive side effects. And one of them, we mentioned one week in a previous segment about how it stops all of that food noise in your head, the obsession with food or planning what you're going to eat for a lot of people that would view themselves having food addiction. The same sort of benefits have correlated with people that have other addictive behaviors. So, for example, people that had addiction to alcohol or people that would call themselves gambling addicted who took Ozempic or other semaglutides felt that it lowered that addictive noise that they had in their heads and it would stop this addictive behavior. This class of drugs, semaglutide, is here to stay, and it has widespread positive side effects that insurance is going to need to cover and not just a trendy drug that some people thought a couple months ago.
I'm always amused at when a drug is discovered to do all sorts of beneficial things, and it was none of the stuff that it was actually designed for, which makes me wonder, what is the part of the story that we're missing so far at this point, and we'll find out 20 years from now. But if I'm hearing you right, I can take this drug and I will lose weight and also somehow become a better person and saintly. I could run for Pope runner up.
Your heart may be healthier.
I mean,
but isn't it like, honestly, Dr. Wider, like if you lose weight, it's less strain on your heart. So of course you're going to have health benefits from that.
I'm confused by the addiction aspects.
Yeah.
Of it. I mean, to me that it's striking really.
Right. Anna, you raise a really good point because it's not just the weight loss, but of course, if you are overweight or obese, you're more at risk for diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. But what this study showed was that there was an enormous reduction in inflammation that has benefits for your heart in addition to just losing weight. So this is translating into reductions in cardiovascular risk or heart risk, aside from just the weight loss. These drugs are here to stay. They're definitely not curals. There are side effects with any medication, but the benefits definitely for many people were going to outweigh the risks.
Dr. Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com.